Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Among our top stories this evening,
Lesotho Prime Minister asked for Southern African peacekeepers to be sent to his country following an apparent coup attempt over the weekend as President Robert Mugabe and Jacob Zuma of South Africa lead efforts to address the situation.
Well, I don't think they will tolerate a military coup or the military takeover of power. This is not the first time that we're seeing such a situation in Lesotho. We had a similar situation in 1997-98.
A suspected thieves break into Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikausiku's offices at Mashonganyika building and got away with his desktop computer, a television set, among other values.
We have reported the matter to the police, and we are actually very grateful to the prompt reaction that we have received from the police. They've already attended the scene of the crime.
And loss-making Air Zimbabwe needs $368 million to operate effectively and return to servicing international routes such as the London Harare.
President Robert Mugabe and his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma are combining efforts to try and reduce tensions in the mountain kingdom of Lesotho after a bloodless military coup on Saturday. Mr. Mugabe is the newly minted SADC chairperson, and Mr. Zuma heads the SADC Troika on Defense, Politics and Security that tackles regional instability. Mr. Zuma was today meeting Prime Minister Thomas Tlabane to discuss the situation in the mountainous enclave, which is entirely surrounded by South Africa. Mr. Tlabane said he fled to South Africa after an alleged attempt by the military to take over the country of about 2 million people.
There are reports that South African special forces helped him escape, but officials in Pretoria told Studio 7 that they had no role in his escape. However, Lesotho Defense Forces spokesman Major Nhlele Ntoyi denied there have been a coup, insisting the army's actions were merely aimed at disarming policemen. He accused the police of plotting to arm youths from Mr. Tabani's Old Basotho Convention to enable them to disrupt a march planned by Mr. Metsing's LCD party today. Mr. Mugabe had dispatched Defense Minister Sydney Sekeramai and Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mumbengegwi to Pretoria for meetings aimed to diffuse tension in Lesotho. The SADC Defense and Security Troika, which includes officials from South Africa, Namibia and Zimbabwe, met Mr. Tlabane yesterday.
Political temperatures have been rising between Tlabane and Metsing and within the coalition government in the tiny kingdom since June, when Mr. Tlabane suspended parliament for allegedly trying to dodge a vote of no confidence. Spokesman of the South African Department of International Relations, Clayson Monyela, tells the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Pretoria will not tolerate a coup, but at the moment Mr. Zuma is pursuing dialogue.
That was a meeting of the SADC Troika on politics, security and defense, and the ministers of South Africa, Zimbabwe and Namibia, the ministers of foreign affairs, took part in that meeting.
What was agreed at that meeting? Any resolutions?
There is a statement later today on the outcomes of the meeting that President Zuma is having with the Lesotho leaders.
But how is the situation in Lesotho at the moment? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm not in Lesotho. I'm in South Africa.
Because what we had heard was that the army was insisting that there was no coup.
We are not in Lesotho. We are in South Africa. We can only tell you what's happening in Pretoria.
We also understand from newspaper reports that South Africa actually dispatched its special forces to rescue the Lesotho Prime Minister. Are these reports true?
There's no truth to that. It's a lie. It's no such.
That was the spokesman Clayson Monyela of the South African Department of International Relations, speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Pretoria.